Test 7, Part 2. You'll hear a radio documentary about UFOs. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2. Today we are going to talk about UFOs or UFOs. UFO stands for Unidentified Flying Object. This means any object or light seen in the sky that the person who sees it cannot immediately explain. The term UFO or UFOB was officially created in 1953 by the United States Air Force to serve as a catch-all term for all such reports. During the late 1940s and through the 1950s, UFOs were also commonly referred to as flying saucers or flying discs because many people believed they were spaceships from another planet. Sightings of unusual phenomena in the sky have been reported since ancient times, but no one really paid much attention to them before the first widely publicised US sighting in 1947. Since then, many thousands of such observations have been reported all over the world. At least 90% of UFO sightings can be identified as conventional objects, although it usually takes a very long time and effort to eventually identify them as such. Usually they are objects such as bright planets and stars, aircraft, birds, balloons, kites, strange clouds, meteors, and satellites. For this reason, scientists believe that the rest of the sightings may also be mistaken sightings or inaccurate reporting, jokes, pranks, or even hallucinations. In 1947, however, the US Air Force took UFOs seriously enough to start an investigation into UFOs as a possible threat to national security. Around 13,000 reports were received, of which only 700 reports, that is 5.6%, remained unexplained. The investigation was completed in 1969, when the Air Force concluded that no UFO investigated by them had presented a threat to national security. However, in 1997, the US Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, admitted that the military had not told the public the whole truth. Indeed, the military had actually found out that high-altitude spy planes accounted for over half of the UFO reports during the late 1950s and 1960s. Nonetheless, some people still believe that UFOs are extraterrestrial spaceships, even though there is no scientific evidence to support this idea. and it is not the idea that extraterrestrial civilizations might actually exist that is the problem, because most scientists actually believe that intelligent life could exist elsewhere in the universe. No, the problem is that scientists have not yet come across a convincing UFO photograph. And it is the method of science to prefer simple explanations to highly fantastical ones, unless every single one of the more ordinary and common sense explanations can be ruled out. But UFO enthusiasts persist, and some people even claim to have been kidnapped by aliens and taken aboard UFOs. This is what the experience "a close encounter of the third kind" means in UFO terminology: an alleged encounter between humans and visitors from outer space. As you might expect, not a single person who claims they have been abducted by aliens has ever produced evidence that is scientifically acceptable. On a lighter note, there is a rumour that American insurance agencies have started insuring people against alien abduction. Now you'll hear part two again. Today we are going to talk about UFOs or UFOs. UFO stands for Unidentified Flying Object. This means any object or light seen in the sky that the person who sees it cannot immediately explain. The term UFO or UFOB was officially created in 1953 by the United States Air Force to serve as a catch-all term for all such reports. During the late 1940s and through the 1950s, UFOs were also commonly referred to as flying saucers or flying discs, because many people believed they were spaceships from another planet. Sightings of unusual phenomena in the sky have been reported since ancient times, but no one really paid much attention to them before the first widely publicised US sighting in 1947. Since then, many thousands of such observations have been reported all over the world. At least 90% of UFO sightings can be identified as conventional objects, although it usually takes a very long time and effort to eventually identify them as such. Usually they are objects such as bright planets and stars, aircraft, birds, balloons, kites, strange clouds, meteors, and satellites. For this reason, scientists believe that the rest of the sightings may also be mistaken sightings or inaccurate reporting, jokes, pranks, or even hallucinations. In 1947, however, the US Air Force took UFOs seriously enough to start an investigation into UFOs as a possible threat to national security. Around 13,000 reports were received, of which only 700 reports, that is 5.6%, remained unexplained. The investigation was completed in 1969, when the Air Force concluded that no UFO investigated by them had presented a threat to national security. However, in 1997, the US Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, admitted that the military had not told the public the whole truth. Indeed, the military had actually found out that high-altitude spy planes accounted for over half of the UFO reports during the late 1950s and 1960s. Nonetheless, some people still believe that UFOs are extraterrestrial spaceships, even though there is no scientific evidence to support this idea. And it is not the idea that extraterrestrial civilizations might actually exist that is the problem, because most scientists actually believe that intelligent life could exist elsewhere in the universe. No, the problem is that scientists have not yet come across a convincing UFO photograph. And it is the method of science to prefer simple explanations to highly fantastical ones, unless every single one of the more ordinary and common sense explanations can be ruled out. But UFO enthusiasts persist, and some people even claim to have been kidnapped by aliens and taken aboard UFOs. This is what the experience "a close encounter of the third kind" means in UFO terminology: an alleged encounter between humans and visitors from outer space. As you might expect, not a single person who claims they have been abducted by aliens has ever produced evidence that is scientifically acceptable. On a lighter note, there is a rumour that American insurance agencies have started insuring people against alien abduction. That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.